Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans Chiefs Sunday, Mahomes versus Watson, charisma versus ketchup, regardless of what the OG John Lopez says. J.J. Watt, he's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. He's going to have the task of chasing around Patrick Mahomes. J.J. was asked to hype up the matchup that we're excited for, Mahomes versus Watson, and he failed miserably. This is J.J. Watt talking about Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson.
They both throw a lot of touchdowns and do really good out there. I can't evaluate quarterbacks. I just chase them, that's all.
Wow. Get your tickets now. Woo, boy, that line's going to be out the door.
Why does he get like that sometimes?
I think he just wants to be in football mode, focus mode. Don't ask me about quarterbacks. I hate quarterbacks.
I'm focused on football.
Yeah.
Play that one more time, Figgy. I mean, I'm trying to build this up. It really doesn't need to be built up. But damn, JJ.
They both throw a lot of touchdowns and do really good out there. I can't evaluate quarterbacks. I just chase them. That's all.
I kind of like it, actually.
I mean, damn.
Don't ask me about quarterbacks. Don't ask me about quarterbacks. I hate quarterbacks.
Did you see the game JJ was playing yesterday?
The Foursquare?
I don't know what he was playing, but his fiance put a picture of him on Instagram. I don't know what it's called, but it's basically like a ping pong paddle, and it's square. And in the middle of the ping pong paddle, there's a little net. So basically, you have to hit it from one side to the other. So you have to hit it up on the right side, then hit it up and go to the left side. And he was just playing it.
I've never seen that.
It looked cool. Go to J.J. Watt's Instagram. It looked pretty fun. He was much more excited about that than he is Mahomes versus Watson.
Yeah.
Speaking of Deshaun Watson says he's got nothing but love for the quarterback on the other side of the field Sunday. Here's D-Dub 4 on Patrick Mahomes.
We kind of go way back from early college days, being able to, you know, work out in California, Southern California together with Jordan Palmer and different other coaches and throughout college and different camps. So, you know, we're real good friends and have a lot of mutual friends and kind of things in common.
I love that. And I think they do have a lot. Man, Deshaun Watson knows, like, everybody, especially in the quarterback circles. But they've been around each other. They went through the draft process together, combined together. I think this is going to be a relationship that we hope turns into, you know, a Brady and Manning. Why are you pshing? Don't psh.
I mean, that's a high bar, man. I mean, I think it'll be good, but Brady Manning, that's high.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to combine for all, what is it, 10 Super Bowls, 8 Super Bowls, whatever it is.
Maybe just, like Aikman, Steve Young.
Whatever it is, I mean, pick your generation. I'm just saying it's going to become that kind of thing when every time they get together, it's going to be, you know, quarterback central. This is a 5-star game. You know how I like to do that? 4-star, 5-star games on every weekend in the NFL. This is a 5-star game. Chiefs and Texans is one of the games of the weekend. Unfortunately, it's at noon.
Well,
yeah,
is what it is. Post up on the couch, enjoy it, and then just enjoy your Sunday. And hopefully you get to watch the Astros in there as well. So it could be a blessing. It could be a blessing.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're all happy. Done.
Well, I mean, if it were a primetime game, the Astros could be playing the Yankees at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's correct.
Yeah, got to count your blessings.
That would be a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, got to count your blessings. Chiefs, pretty banged up heading into this game. Sammy Watkins did not practice yesterday. Patrick Mahomes has that hurt ankle. They also got some injuries along the offensive line. Eric Fisher's hurt. Texans, relatively healthy. Kenny Stills, however, he's got that pulled hamstring. He's questionable. Greg Mantz, he's in concussion protocol. Bill O'Brien giving us an injury update on Kenny Stills and Greg Mantz.
I would say that both guys are trending towards, you know, we'll see where they're at, you know, towards the end of the week.
They're trending toward we'll see.
Which was worse, Bill O'Brien's injury update or J.J. Watt's hype of the game? 713-572-4610. Bill O'Brien's injury update or J.J. Watt's hype of the game? Which was worse?
I'm going to say J.J. Watt only because I expected him to actually rave about both those quarterbacks. I expect what Bill O'Brien said.
Yeah, and I mean, he shouldn't be given an injury update. I'm just giving B.O.B. a hard time on that. Astros, game five tonight. Could I interest you in a statistic?
You know you can.
Gerrit Cole has started two elimination games in his career, the 13 NLDS and the 15 NL wildcard game. He's 0-2 with a 5-4 ERA.
I thought you were Mr. Positivity today.
Well, it's interesting you say that. The reason that this doesn't matter is because I think it's common knowledge, and I think it's pretty safe to say that Gerrit Cole, since he came to the Astros, is a much better pitcher than he was when he was with the Pirates.
No, I think every pitcher that comes to the Astros is much better. They got that magic dust, man. I mean, I don't know what it is. I agree with that. On the other hand, Cole, the Astros are scoring a lot of runs for Cole right now, so that's another positive thing. He's pitching better. They're scoring
averaging
a lot of
runs. 6.67 when he's on the mound. Yeah. AJ Hinch, are you nervous?
I love it. I love that we're here. I know the way we got here is nerve-wracking just because you don't want to get to a game five. But we fought all year to have a better record and to win our division to get this particular game at home. And they got to come into our house and beat us again. And, you know, with Cole on the mound, I don't know who could be more confident than us.
Here's Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve, how you feeling?
We feel pretty good coming back here and playing in front of our fans. We have the best record in the MLB playing the home side, and you know we have one of the best pitchers you can ever see. So it's gonna be a good one tomorrow.
Altuve makes me smile when he talks.
He's just so likable.
Is he a Hall of Famer future?
He's the best player in the history of the Astros.
So yes.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be a Hall of Famer
if he stays on this track.
What's that speech gonna be like?
That's gonna be interesting. I mean, he could have 10, 12 more years.
I mean, but what's the speech gonna be like?
What do you mean?
His Hall
Is
of
this
Fame
a race
speech?
Card?
No. Come on, dude. Now you're just putting words in my mouth, and that's pretty classless.
I asked a question. It wasn't classless.
I'm just asking.
The way you
he's kind of shy.
Mm-hmm. But he's good in front of the media.
You think Jose Altuve is going to go up there and make a 10-minute Hall of Fame speech?
When you least expect it, you get those things. He might get a half-hour Hall of Fame speech.
All right.
I feel like you were kind of going down that path.
No. Yeah. He just doesn't. He's not really much of a talker.
We'll see what the texters say.
He's not much of a talker. 713-572-4610. Yeah, I was just saying. I don't know what Jose Altuve's speech is going to be like. By the way, noon, we're giving away a $100 Fleming's gift card and a pair of tickets to the U of H game as they look to get back in control of their season, hosting a top 25 Cincinnati team that's only lost was to Ohio State. Could I interest you in more stats?
You absolutely can.
Home teams in Division Series Game 5s, 11-20.
See, there goes, I thought you were going to be Mr. Positivity.
Teams that win the wild card are one game below 500 in playoff games.
That is scary, and it does, it's exactly what I'm talking about, why you hate five-game series. Should they change it? I don't want a longer postseason.
I don't want
a longer postseason.
You ain't got to change it.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Yesterday, Braves smoked by the Cardinals 13-1. They allowed a record 10 runs in the top of the first. And the Dodgers, their season's over. The Washington Nationals, how about that? Win their first series after Bryce Harper leaves. The Nationals go out there and win a series. So they advance as well. Some local news, local ties. Braves catcher Brian McCann, World Series champ for the Astros in 2017.
Yeah.
He called it quits after the Braves lost. This was Brian McCann making that announcement.
I mean, this is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason, and this is it for me. So I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
When you say this is it,
This is it.
When did that decision? When did you make that decision?
About a month and a half ago.
Good for
all
him.
Respect, ultimate professional, possible future Hall of Famer. I think he's a 9-time All-Star, won a lot of Gold Gloves. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets voted in. But
isn't it kind of refreshing to know a guy that doesn't waver, doesn't waffle, just says, you know, peace. What, the game talked to me and I'm out.
Peace out. I'm going to go be a dad. Congratulations to Brian McCann. You'll always be a champion in this town. And most of the players in that clubhouse credit Brian McCann for being that veteran presence with the young core that they had when they won that World Series. So props to Brian McCann. Some more fallout from Daryl Morey's tweet about China. According to Keith Smith of Yahoo Sports, some NBA teams are doing scenario planning for the $116 million salary cap for 2020, the next season, to drop by as much as 15% due to the situation between the NBA and China. Also, the Lakers-Nets game, it's still on for tonight, but the Chinese government has stipulated there will be no media availability for the players or Adam Silver. The OG John Lopez, I don't even want to call this a hot take. I think this is just an educated opinion about Daryl Morey and what's going to happen following this China tweet that has blown up.
All right, first things first, we've been saying all along, as soon as it's broke, this is huge, man. This is bigger than big. It's impacting what you just said in that. Think about this. People are having to adjust their salary caps for next year because of such economic impact that Daryl Morey's tweet delivered. Here's what I see happening. People have reported, don't worry about Daryl Morey, they're not going to fire him. False. I think what's going to happen is this. The NBA, because they're on that incredibly, incredibly slippery slope of supporting the freedom of expression and yet giving up $500 million, some say up to $1 billion in revenue from China. They were erasing. The Rockets played tonight, and Chinese media literally jumped in and stopped the press conference when any question about this was asked and said no. They took off all the signage on the court, including all the banners around the court that had anything to do with the NBA. I think Daryl Morey is going to, quote, resign for the good of the league. I think we're going to get there. Maybe not there right now today, but this is how I see it playing out. Within weeks, days, I think it's too far gone, man. It's too much heat on the Rockets and the NBA. I think what they're going to do, and I've seen this happen occasionally, we've all heard about it happening, they're going to meet with Daryl Morey, Adam Silver, maybe some of their attorneys, Tillman Fertitta, and say, look, we're not going to embarrass you. We're not. Nobody's going to fire you.
Okay.
But you have to walk away. We're going to give you a full, or they're going to negotiate something close to a full compensation package for his contract, and they're going to give him the platform to have a press conference, and he's going to say something to the effect of, "I need to walk away for the good of the league." It's too big. It's not going to be a firing, but it's going to be a firing. You know, they respect him too much. He's done too much. This is giant. It's like unlike anything I've seen in professional sports. I think behind the scenes they're already working. They've probably already spoken with Daryl Morey about some sort of a soft exit, a soft landing, if you will, and him walking away. I do not see Daryl Morey being the general manager of the Rockets next year.
I think this is very important when this does happen, because I could easily see it happening. First of all, it was dumb of Daryl to tweet that. There was no payoff for that. It was dumb. Second of all, it's very clear that the NBA is just going to basically not even address this China situation. Mm-hmm. But I think what is important, if Morey does step down, and I don't want to tell billionaires to shut up or anything, Fertitta needs to be careful what he says after that.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain portion of the fan base who, while they understand the business side of things, you probably just need to say, I think less is more if you're going to be talking about these types of things. And I think a lot of times, as an owner of a sports team, you have a tendency at times to put your foot in your mouth. And I think Fertitta has very high potential to do that. We've caught him doing that a couple times where he's basically said both things. I think if this does happen, Fertitta going up there, and this is for his own good. It doesn't benefit me.
Right.
Him coming out there and talking smack benefits me. So actually, I'm being very unselfish with this. But thank you to Daryl for all he's done. We understand his decision. We respect his decision. We will not comment any further on this China situation. We're going to just focus on the Rockets. That's it. Nothing more. That's it.
I think you're right. It's going to be a non-firing firing. Because keep this in mind as well. There are other owners that are getting directly impacted by this who are pissed off. You know? So they're not just going to say, oh, well, you know, Daryl, you're general manager. Tough break, buddy. You know, well, they're not going to do that. And they're also not going to do this. They're not going to say, oh, well, I guess we lost all that money. No, they're going to do whatever they can to walk that very perilous line of being able to support an American's right to free speech and freedom, you know, the freedom movement in Hong Kong. They want to be able to walk that line of supporting that, but also trying to recoup or get back those contracts with China. And so I think Silver, other owners, lawyers for Tita are gonna get with, if they haven't already, Daryl Morey, and he will not be the general manager, certainly not next year, maybe not in the next couple of weeks.
Speaking of Tillman Fertitta, his U of H Cougs, they're hosting a top 25 team this weekend. We want you to be there. We got a pair of tickets to see the Cougs take on Cincinnati in the noon hour. Also, it is lunchtime, so we're going to give you about as good of a lunch as you could possibly have. $100 gift card to Fleming's will be given away in the noon hour with the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, live at the Houston Open. Astros, we're about 6 hours away from Game 5 of the ALDS. The OG and myself, we thought it was going to be a cakewalk. Our own Adam Spillane, who covers the Astros for Sports Radio 610, he warned us that that wasn't going to be the case. We'll talk to him and see how tough the task is ahead for the Astros tonight next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.